Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. Welcome to BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger, and I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop free psychic readings. Get your pencil out. I'll give you the number.
Canada and the U.S., toll free, 1-877-876-5227. I think we got a caller already. How you doing, caller?
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Where are you calling from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. What's your first name?
Cindy.
Cindy. Good. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thanks.
I'm glad you came in. Glad you got through. Okay. Cindy, right off the bat, being pulled to all work and finances with you right now. I feel like things are definitely going to improve for you. I almost want to say, are you changing jobs right now or looking for work? Or
I'm working, but in a different capacity than I normally would be.
Okay, so this is new then.
But I want to go back to what I was doing.
You want to go back to what you were doing.
Right.
But it's the same job, right?
Correct.
Same place. Yeah, because I was pulled right to your workplace with you. Jumped right up in me. You might be, in the long run, happier where you are and what you're doing. It may increase the money. Was that the idea behind it all?
No, it's a legal issue.
I'm sorry, was that the idea?
It's a legal issue.
Oh, it's a legal issue. Okay.
Right.
So, all right, so you kind of, to tell you the truth, I feel that it's going to work out for you. I don't know how unhappy you are right there, but I feel financially it may do you some good.
Right.
I wouldn't get too upset if I couldn't go back right away to what I was doing. I just feel like there'd be more money coming to you doing what you're doing. But you want to be happy, too, so. Let's see. It's all workplace here. I almost want to go to, almost like there's politics involved or insurance or something like this, or... Or are you a government worker?
I work for the state.
Oh, you work for the state. Okay, because I'm here in the state government. All right. I get a feeling that it might be a legal issue, but also with some, might be a little politics involved there amongst people with the system or... I don't know what this politics thing is. It's in the workplace. It must be decision-making, maybe, or some type of hearing or something.
Right, it's a hearing.
What's that?
A hearing.
Oh, it's a hearing. Okay. Well, as we know, all government positions is some politics, too, so it might be... also, who's on your side and what clique you're in and who's helping you, too. That might be where the politics is coming in. I'm feeling that I almost want to say supervisors and employers may turn out to be on your side. I don't know if they are now.
They seem to be.
But I believe that through their graces, things are going to go your way, I feel. So keep the faith, because I'm hearing supervisors and employers standing by you also. So I believe whatever you got going on there will work out for you, because it seems like everybody is kind of like on your side, or the system's on your side. Now, were you a supervisor capacity? Or
right.
You were?
Right.
You were, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm hearing a manager, supervisor. I you know, I got a feeling you're going to get back what you had. I really do. And I think it's going to be because everybody is kind of, the system and everyone involved is basically on your side. It's got to go in your direction. Because I am hearing that you're going to get where you want to be. So this is telling me I'm leaning towards you getting back what you want. So I'm going to go with that direction. That it's eventually going to work out in your favor.
Sounds good to me.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
It sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's gonna. You're going to reach your goals and you're going to get back what you had. This is what I'm feeling. Keep emotions out of it, I'm hearing to tell you. Stay as unemotional as possible. Don't lose your temper, no threats, no screaming, hollering. Keep emotions completely out of this. And rely heavily on your intuition, too, your gut feeling with things. It's going to come in handy through this. And I'm feeling you getting it back and regaining your position and influence and financially that going well to you, going well for you too. Now, let's see, I'll get some more here. It seems like your supervisors and your authority figures there like you. They seem to be a lot of help coming from them. Yeah, and you're also, whoever's handling it for you is also very good at what they do. I don't know if it's an arbitrator, or a lawyer, or a counselor, but you you definitely have an excellent negotiator in your corner.
I believe so, too. They're
telling me to tell you that your negotiator is top-notch, and he's going to be doing a good job. So you're definitely in good hands all the way around.
Right.
And I feel like you're going to get what you want and regain what you lost, and I feel you're doing better than what you're doing financially, especially as you go into the end of June. So I don't think you're gonna. I don't even think you're gonna lose anything. To be honest with you, I think it's all gonna go in your favor. I really do. I don't think you have anything to worry about. When is the hearing?
August.
August, because I'm getting the end of June. With the is there a chance it's gonna settle out of court or?
I don't think so, but miracles happen, I guess.
Okay, because I feel like it's really going to, your case is really going to come together and turn around for you in your favor right around the end of June, too. So it's things are going to be looking up for you. So keep the faith and keep us posted. I'm feeling it going well for you and everybody handling everything the way they're supposed to for you.
Right.
And it's ended working out for you financially and in a job place.
Well, thank you.
How's that?
It's great, thanks.
Okay, you have a good night. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Tell your friends about us. Okay, everybody, I'm here three nights a week, Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I'll be here tomorrow night, same time, midnight Eastern Standard Time, nonstop free psychic readings. The number to call would be 1-877-876-5227. If you can't get through and you like to try direct, 1-530-876-3222. That would be a direct line. And if you call in direct, let me know. I'll make your reading quick.
We have a caller online.
Okay.
Okay. It'll take a few seconds.
All right. If you would like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Where are you calling from?
In California.
Oh, nice. California.
Yes.
What's your first name?
Heather.
Terry?
No, Heather.
Oh, Heather. Okay, Heather. I'm sorry, Heather. I can barely hear you. You on a cell phone or a cordless?
I'm on a cordless. I can change phones really quick.
Okay. I can barely hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Well, we'll run with it then.
Is that better?
A little better.
Okay.
A little better. And I'd like to take a second. If you do call in, try to use a regular phone, not a cordless or a cell phone. It makes the reception a little easier.
Okay.
For those who are listening, I just wanted to get the message out there for the next callers. Okay, Heather. Balance. I keep hearing balance for you for some reason. Balance and moderation. I don't know if, I feel like I'm going to be tempted to overdo things within the next 30 days, so I want to be careful for that.
Okay.
It may become an issue, overworking or overplaying.
Overworking?
Overdoing anything would not be a good thing for you between now and the end of June.
Okay.
Okay, so stay balanced as much as possible, and keep things in moderation, and you'll do just fine. Now,
okay.
I'm also getting an increase in finances with you towards the end of June. I see money issues getting better with you. Are you a businesswoman or trying to get into business, or...?
I'm a professional businesswoman. I have a job that I work with a company where I do. It's a pretty professional job.
Right. That's the feeling. You're going to advance there. I believe there's going to be increases coming to you with that. So things will start getting better there also.
Okay.
Is it high pressure, high pace?
It can be, and I've just been given a few projects that I've never done before, so it's been very challenging.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling. While you're doing this, enjoy it. Don't let it frustrate you.
Okay.
Very important. I got a feeling I might be tempted to become overwhelmed with this and trying to do too good of a job or trying to meet a deadline. So pace yourself. It's very important.
Okay.
Between now and the end of June. And I am getting like a cycle of peace and harmony coming to you, too. So everything in your life should start getting a little easier for you, a little calmer, especially if it's been rough lately.
I'm waiting for an adoption to be finalized with the little girl I'm adopting.
Nice, nice.
So hopefully that will happen this month.
Nice. Well, I'm getting peace and harmony and... things being calmer and coping better, and my nerves are better, all between now and the end of June. And it's very strong, like, around the end of June. So,
okay.
I'm leaning towards things going well for you with that.
Well, that's good, because that's the busy time of the month for me at work.
That's right.
So.
Good, it lines up with the time frame, too. There's going to be a lot of happiness involved. It's going to add to your peace and harmony. It's going to change your life.
Oh, good.
It's like the missing piece of the puzzle for you. And with it comes peace. I keep hearing peace coming to you, peace. Over and over, peace is coming. Now, and it goes out to all areas, really, especially the family and the home. So I'm connecting this to that adoption. Spirituality too means a lot. They want you to center yourself in spirit also. It's going to be very comforting with you going through this between now and the end of June. Remember to go to your spiritual side of yourself. And I'm feeling it going through because I feel like at the end of the June, between now and the end of June, I'm almost like I can, they show me a picture of somebody sitting down, putting their feet up, and like the mission is over and it's completed. And I won, I was successful, now I can enjoy what we accomplished. This is the feeling I'm getting with you throughout the especially towards the end of June. So I'm leaning towards that going well for you. I really am. And also working out for you, being very happy for you and your family. And they're going right into increasing in finances.
Okay.
You got money and success coming, I'm hearing, and I feel like I'm also buying things for the home, like furniture or furnishing a bedroom. That would also tie in with another member.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just preparing the home for an expansion, and it's really healing inside the family and the home. The home is complete now, I'm hearing. So I believe, from what I'm hearing and feeling, you are going to get your child, and not only that, you're also going to do very well on these projects at work, and they're going to get you noted for it. You're going to accomplish what it is you want to do, and everybody is going to be satisfied with the job. And it's going to lead to bigger and better and rewards, and it increases for you. So everything looks good for you, Heather.
Thank you.
And I believe everything is going to go just the way you like it to go.
Well, thank you. I very much have enjoyed your show and also your online stuff.
Good. You said you listen to the show regularly?
I catch it when I can, and I stay in touch with your newsletters.
Oh, okay, good.
So, with a 15-month-old in the house, it's sometimes a little hard.
yes, it is. I understand that.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling. Good luck with everything, and I feel like it's going to go your way.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Heather. God bless. Take care.
Thank you. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Great. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, you know the number, 1-877-876-5227. And if you would like to get in touch with me in private, email me, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And we do appreciate the feedback here at BBS Radio. Drop them a line, send them an email, let them know what you want to hear, what you enjoy, what's helping you. The email at BBS is contact@bloginservice.com. They read them, and they post them, and they enjoy them. And you can take a part in the radio station, getting the programming that you like and what you'd want to hear. And let them know whether they want. Okay.
I'll put them on.
All right, Don. Hi, caller.
Okay, thank you.
Caller. Sounds like you're beaming in.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. What's
this
your first
name? This
is
Marie from Niagara Falls, and I'm just wanting to say
what's
good
your first
morning.
Name?
Pardon? Marie.
Hi. I still got you?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Did we lose you?
I beg your pardon? Yeah, I'm here.
Well, we might have lost you. Okay, everybody, stop in. Remember, three nights a week I'm here. Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
She's still there.
Yes, I'm still here.
You're still there?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Did you hear me talking to you?
Yes, and I was responding.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry. What's your first name?
Marie.
Louise. Okay, where are you calling from, Louise?
Niagara Falls.
Wow, nice. Niagara Falls. A New Yorker. Right? Or
no, on the other side.
Oh, you're on the Canadian side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Are you calling direct or is Canada online?
I would be calling direct.
Okay. All right. I'll step it up for you. Louise, I feel... I feel like I need to rest. Are you or somebody close to you just getting over an illness or going through some hard times? Or is that ringing a bell for you? Or
I would say that I've been a little upset with someone.
Okay. I feel like you might want to stay on top of that. Don't let that get out of control because it could lead to more stress for you. It could become an illness even. Try not to let it bother you too much.
Okay. It's a situation that somebody wants more than what I'm prepared to give.
feeling, you know, I'm feeling like I want to think about it, and you did the right thing by refusing.
Absolutely.
Whatever it may be, I feel like you did the right thing. You needed to think, and actually you needed to be alone for a while or away from that person.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
This is what Spirit's given me, and you did the right thing, and it's beneficial, and you're being guided, and you're listening. Now, I would even take another 2 weeks thinking about it. I wouldn't be rushed into my decision. I feel like if you do rush the decision, it's going to backfire and lead to more negative experiences for you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I want to pray and meditate on it. I keep hearing pray and meditate on this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So take a couple of weeks and pray about it and meditate on it and try to live as quietly as possible without being influenced by that particular person, whoever it may be. I mean, it's not going to hurt anybody either way just to take 2 weeks and relax and do some praying and meditating, so it can't hurt you.
Do you see a relationship other than this person? Is there another male around me? Because this is what it's about. I have a friendship feeling for this person, and they have a love interest for me.
Right. I knew you were going to tell me it was connected to a male. And he is strong around you. And you know, it's almost like whether or not you want to know where it's going to go into a relationship or not.
No, I'm wondering if there's another one other around me other than him. He's a little bit older, and he's got many problems.
Oh, so you're hoping he go away and another one show up?
Well, I don't mind keeping him as a friend, but anything more, I'm sorry, I'm not prepared for that. And I guess I'm wondering, is there a relationship around me?
He's a little older than you, and I guess he's a good provider, right? Because he's showing me money for some reason. Does he think income and job would be enough to entice you? Is that what he's...
I believe he's probably got a fair bit of dollars, and but I believe he doesn't tell the truth all the time, and that's another problem.
Yeah. I get the feeling like he's using his I can take care of you angle.
Yeah, he has already. He wants me to move in.
Yeah, he wants you to move in, and he can take care of you and the finances and provide, and you're crazy not to, and you'd rather hook up with somebody where there's true feelings.
Exactly, and somebody that's honest with me.
Yeah. I think you got to clear this up first. You're going to have to make a decision. You see, something like this could stop somebody real from coming to you because you're dealing with this issue. You know, everything is energy. And as long as you're struggling with the decision and going through this with the other guy, it may interfere with the right guy coming. So I wouldn't wait for nobody else to show. I would pray and meditate on this, make a decision, let him know what the decision is, and then move on from there.
I'm going to maintain my stand, which is friendship only, and have no problem coming over to go for a coffee just to... this person's alone and not well, and I do believe I'll maintain that stand. I don't believe that's going to change.
Yeah, and let him know, you know,
which
what I mean?
I have. I'm very straight up, and I don't believe in trying to hurt anybody or use them for their money.
Yeah. Oh, I know you're not, but as long as it's a thought, it can interfere. You know, he's offering, and you're struggling with it.
No, I'm running. I'm running the opposite way.
So he's not waiting for an answer from you?
No, not at all. We sort of, let's just say it's been an internet friendship of about 5 years, and we took it from the internet into going in person.
Okay.
And that's who know. He's about 20 miles away from me.
Yeah.
So I don't...
Pardon me? You know, I'm hearing keep him as a friend. Stay a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go no deeper than that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
That's what I'm hearing. Keep it a friend. Stay a friend. And all the way around, it's going to be better for all of you.
And I guess that's why I was wondering if there was a relationship around me other than him.
I mean, there's a hint of it around the end of June. Are you working?
No, I wouldn't mind doing a part-time work. I wouldn't mind. And I am looking.
Okay. Well,
but if it comes my way, fine. But I'm not, you know, like going out every day.
Right.
I just put it out there and I'm waiting. If it comes, it comes.
Right. Is there another man in your realm now, or are you just guessing or wondering? Or?
Oh, there's a lot of them, actually, but there's nobody in particular, and I'm not dating anyone.
Okay. You know, the other guy is just going to be a friend, and for some reason with you, I want to rest for a while, and I want to get my head together. I don't know what else is going on in your life, but there is a need to pray and meditate and to rejuvenate. And
I've come out of a very, very stressful time in my life, and I'm just starting to move on.
Right.
And so this is the beginning of starting to date.
The beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think you're picking that up from previous.
Right. For some reason, I want to say I need 2 more weeks. I don't know to get my head together.
Well,
I don't know how deep you're into the dating or moving forward, but I would give it like 2 more weeks, really, before I really jump feet first. For some reason.
Well, I think maturity comes the ability to think about things, think things through a little bit better rather than just jump into something.
Right.
So I agree. I think no matter who the gentleman is that would be in my life, I would still not just jump into anything.
Right, right. And that's good because that's what I'm hearing
mm-hmm.
for you.
Is there going to be a physical move for me?
Whether or not you're going to relocate?
Yes.
I'm not getting relocating at this time, not before the end of June.
All right, the end of June. Okay.
Not before the end of June. Have you been thinking about it, planning it?
Yes, I am thinking about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd like a bigger place.
Okay. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but not before the end of June anyway. I don't believe.
Okay.
I am getting now, you have grown. There's been emotional, mental, and spiritual growth.
Absolutely.
A lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be very proud of it. I'm also hearing achievement and advancement. You advance spiritually. And it come through doing the footwork and the work. You experienced, you dealt with it, and you grew.
Absolutely.
And you should be very proud. There was a lot of hard work involved and some loneliness, too, I'm feeling.
A lot of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Loneliness was an issue, I'm hearing. And you got through it, and you're going to be rewarded. Now, they don't want you in no way give up or stop. But they do want you, maybe as you emerge, to merge a little slower. I don't know if this makes sense to you. I don't know.
The merging slower doesn't, unless, of course, there was a specific gentleman, which there is not.
Okay.
The merging slower might be, you know, taking my time, which I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being pulled to help with that now. I don't want to, for some reason, I don't want to blow all the hard work I put in because I overwhelmed or got frustrated or stressed out. So just think about it. You know, I mean, we're only talking 30 days here, and for the next 2 weeks I want to do a little more thinking for some reason. And it might be tied in with your gentleman friend putting a little pressure on you.
Yeah.
It may be tied in with that. like it's already starting, the decision making and should I, shouldn't I, and you know what I mean? So don't let something like that stress you out. There's just a little bit of a warning there. Okay, you wanna have fun with your journey. And that's what they keep pointing to.
Well, I'm sorry. Is it possible that I'm going to meet someone else through him? Because that's something that I have sort of meditated, as you have put, and have received, not to cut any ties, but to certainly set up the boundaries, because this relationship may lead into another.
I'm feeling around the end of June, another man comes on the scene.
Okay.
Okay, now I feel like he may be connected to business, work, or finances. That's why I asked you if you were working, because I feel like you may meet him. He may even be on the scene now, and you might not be aware of him. But if you do get any job offers or any part-time job, I would explore it, because I feel like there's going to be a relationship that grows out of, like, the workplace.
Really?
Or maybe you knew him from a job.
Hmm.
I don't know if you worked before and you had friends on that job, or maybe...
Well, I have my name. Oh, let's say I'm the type that I'm available. I'm a former medical persona. And a bus driver, and I've tried to amalgamate the two together where I'll drive somebody around who may need some medical support.
Right.
And I have my cards all over the area as opposed to waiting for a phone call. In other words, if they want a ride, I'll go get a car and I'll drive them wherever they want to be driven.
Right. It may come out of a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
So be open to all the males that you meet in the line of your daily business and work, and especially around the end of June, maybe the last week in June, there may be some activity with another male coming into your scene.
So, with the move you say is towards the end of June, this new relationship is towards the end of June, are they all correlated, job, move, home?
I'm not, at this time, I'm feeling maybe you're thinking about relocating, but I don't see anything happening before the end of June. I don't like to go past 30 days. So, I don't see you actually moving within 30 days. I'm not being shown it anyway. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but I don't see it happening.
Okay.
Not on my end anyway.
All right.
Okay, what I am feeling is the need for you to continue to look within and meditate and be alert to other males coming in through business and finances between now and the end of June. As far as moving, I'm not getting moving right now. Just hints of it. Like you're thinking about it or you need to. I don't see you actually finding a place and then physically moving. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I mean, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but, I mean, if it does, it's probably going to be after the month of June. All right?
Yeah, well, I'd have to give 60 days notice, so, yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. It'll work out. It always does when it comes to moving.
Well, thank you very, very kindly.
Okay, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to, the new listeners just coming on, call for a reading, psychic reading, free psychic readings at BBS Radio. International in Canada, toll free, 1-877-876-5227.
You have a caller?
Okay, Don, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, caller.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's your first name?
Andy.
Andy, welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Good, Maryland. Wow, I love it. All around the world.
Yep.
Okay, Andy. Let's see what we got for you. Andy, getting some kind of an upset here with you. I don't know if you just went through some type of drama or an upset in your life, lost a job, or is there something major going on in your life right now that is considered an upset or dramatic, or are you worried about losing something or someone? Or
I think it might be due to relationships.
Okay.
It's either that or my health.
I'm feeling relationships possibly. Hang on for a second. How is your health, Andy? Are everything okay, or?
It's okay. It could be better, but it's okay.
Having problems. I just feel so. I feel shooken with you for some reason, like I'm shaking. But
I'm not sure what that's about.
Yeah, I'll get out of there and I'll move on. Hang on for a second. Okay, I'm feeling help coming to me on something. I feel like there's going to be some males involved here that are going to be helping me. With changes that are going, like I'm going through a lot of changes or something's going to change kind of quickly on me and I'm going to need help with it. And I can count on two other males to help me with some sudden changes. Are you changing jobs or moving? Or?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing either.
Nothing like that?
No.
Okay, hang on for a second. Man, all I'm getting with you is swift changes and sudden changes.
Are they good changes or not good changes?
I feel they're good. I feel they put me on the right track and in the right direction. And I feel like I'm getting some help with these changes, too. Like two other men are going to be helping me. I don't know if it's in the workplace or in the home or with some problems that I got. They're showing me these guys and they're saying they're helping with the sudden changes, but they won't give me a hasty decision. Are you dealing with decision making right now or making a major decision?
Not really.
Nothing that you're being pressured on, huh?
No,
with
not at the moment, no.
Or choices or decisions. I am being pulled to more towards the middle of June with this. It's almost like you're going to have to make a decision, and it's going to have to be like a hasty decision of whether or not you want to do it. And boy, yeah, boy. You are working, right, Andy? Or
no, I'm not.
You're not working, and
no.
You're not looking, or...
I'm not looking right now, no.
You're not looking right now either. Okay. I want to go with your health. Were you very ill and you're on the rebound?
That's pretty much.
Like you had like an upset and now you're kind of like recovering and.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Why?
weird. Does this involve your blood or your immune system or?
No.
Is it that type of an illness or?
No.
I think these are medical people that are helping me. Maybe doctors. I get the feeling that it's my health care that is coming through for me.
Oh, well, that could be. I'm seeing two doctors coming up, so.
Oh, you are seeing two doctors.
Right, I mean, for regular checkup.
Oh, okay. Wait. Are they going to say to you, you need something like surgery or treatment or something? Because I get the feeling, I think these two guys are the doctors, and they're going to be helping you a lot. They're going to make a big difference in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I may be left with a decision after I see them. And they're going to help me understand what's going on and what I need to do. And then it's ultimately going to be up to me on how I want to handle this.
Okay.
This is what I'm feeling. So I'm feeling like all of this is really connected to your health and your health care. And I feel like these two guys are, they know what they're doing. They're good doctors.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to kind of like clear things up for me in a way. This is how I'm feeling.
That's good.
After I leave, things are cleared up. I understand what I'm dealing with and what's going on. And almost like I got to make a decision for maybe some treatment or maybe not work no more, or they're going to lay it out for me and then I'll be able to make a decision. And it's I believe it's pertaining to my future and my health with this. And,
okay.
And that these people are going to be very helpful to you and very beneficial. They're going to make a world of difference to you.
Well, that's great.
These two doctors. That's what I'm feeling anyway, and really, that's all I'm getting on you. Is there anything else you were wondering about, or anything I can try to zero in on? Or?
No, I just wanted a general reading.
Okay. I feel like the worst part is you've been through the worst part, and now you're on the road to understanding with your health and what's going on in your future. And I believe that when are you seeing these doctors?
One in June, the beginning of June, and one in the beginning of July.
Okay, because I'm feeling between now and the end of June. And I'm being pulled to the healthcare. I believe it's the doctors, and they're going to make a big difference for you. They're going to be very helpful.
Okay.
I don't know if you got some ongoing things going on and you do need help, but I believe that when you go there, it's going to be understanding and clarity, and you'll be able to decide on what it is you want to do next. I hope that helps you.
Okay.
All right.
Will I make the right decision?
What's that?
Will I make the right decision?
yeah, you will. You will.
Okay.
You will make the right decision, and they're going to be very helpful to you, and they're going to... when you leave there, you're going to understand and you're going to be clear and you're going to know what you got to do.
Okay.
Okay. They're going to be very helpful for you.
Okay.
Okay, Andy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
Okay. Will do.
Good luck with everything. Good luck with everything, buddy.
You too.
All right, God bless. Okay, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm Michael Goger, and this is my show, Your Inner Thoughts. I'm here three nights a week, Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Non-stop, free psychic readings. If you would like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com.
We have a caller.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Hi, caller.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
It's Georgette.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how you doing, buddy?
Good. That noise that phone makes, it sounds like, ever see Star Trek, when you get beamed in and out? I make believe I'm beaming you in here.
Well, I'm traced by your conditioner. I was blocked away from that room now.
Okay. Let's see what we got for you, Georgette.
Got better?
Yeah, you're doing good. I hear you fine.
Cool.
Oh, my God. Judgments, judgments, judgments. Decisions. Tonight was a decision night.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, I'm noticing my with readings, they kind of like running groups. It's either babies or moving, or tonight's a decision night. I feel like you got to make a decision, Georgette. Or you're worried about a decision being made that's going to affect you.
Worry about it.
Yeah. Are you worried about something?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I'm feeling something going on there. A little bit of a touch of, for some reason, I want to say I feel like I'm talking to doctors and nurses. Or
exactly.
Getting a checkup. I feel like I'm... let's see. And I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm afraid to make a decision.
You're right.
I feel like it's very deep, very emotional. I feel like I don't know what to do. I'm crying out to God almost.
Exactly.
To the angels, to the spirit, asking for guidance and for help and for blessings. And I feel
exactly.
I feel like the angels are hearing it. I mean, I'm hearing the prayers are being heard. It's almost like what you wanted for a long time has come to pass, and maybe you're worried about losing it or changing.
Oh, Michael, you are 150% absolutely right.
That's what I'm feeling with you. You're giving me goose pimples. I'm hearing an era had ended, and things are, what I got what I wanted, and now it's on the line or in danger or...
You are so right, Michael. You are so right.
Okay. I'm hearing to tell you, to clear your mind, your conscience, that it's out of your hands. It is in God's hands. Don't torture yourself with shoulda, woulda, coulda. It's nothing that you did, nothing that you caused. It was just, they're saying to tell you that everything has endings and beginnings, endings and beginnings. Well, I want to say that it works out for you in a way, but I'm right on the border with it. I feel like this made me feel younger and rejuvenated and satisfied.
You are so right. You are 150% right.
And confident, and then I'm so afraid that it's going to change or I'm going to lose it. But right now, I'm leaning towards... Boy, I'm almost afraid to say I'm leaning towards it going the way you want it to go. Now, I'm hearing the outcome is good, but I think it goes to a few things in your life. Any legal issues, Georgette, or judgments, the legal or from authority figures, I feel that would go in your favor if there is anything going on. Hang on for a second. Strange situation I'm hearing. Strange situation. No change. Delays, too. Delays I'm hearing for some reason. I feel like nobody knows what to do.
You're absolutely right.
It's like one guy says maybe, one guy says no, one guy says yes. People involved or just want an answer. Everybody's like on edge with this. Almost like we're stuck in a time zone here, stuck in a rut right now.
You are 200% right on that one. 200%.
Yeah. Okay. And I also have a fear of something happening, and it's like an overbearing fear too. Like, I don't want this to happen. I want it to be right. And what I'm feeling is, for the time being, you're kind of safe in a way. I don't think your fear is going to manifest, not at this time. I believe you have at least until the end of June to try to see if things change or if things go better, or I don't think my greatest fear is going to manifest, not at this time. It's going to be back and forth for a while with it. Hang on, I'm trying my best to get more info for you. Agreements are going to be reached. This is for sure. I mean, first of all, I want to get off that for a minute, and I'm going to go to any type of turmoil in your life, family, friends, in the home. That's going to blow over. There's going to be peace, treaty, agreements. If there was a dispute or an argument, I feel like that's going to blow over and get better. It's not going to be an issue, and everybody's going to be in agreement. So if there is anything going on with you or in your home right now, it should get better, or with a friend or a loved one. So that should get better. People are going to see things your way, I'm hearing. I believe you're being protected by the angels in a way, because I feel like They almost like they made it so everything's on hold for the time being until more information is gathered. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
You don't know how much it makes sense to me, Mike.
Okay. Now, it's like a team of people, and they're all deciding what they should do. And I believe for the time being, they're agreeing that nothing should be done. Just see how it goes.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think he's going to be dealing with this attitude at least until the end of June. Okay, I don't know if that helps you or not, if that's what you want to hear, but...
Mike, it helps me more than you can imagine.
Okay. And this is deep, too. I'm not only hearing it in your voice, but I'm feeling it in my body. Very emotional, very deep, very spiritual.
Oh, yes, it is.
Connected to my health also, I feel. I believe you have the spirit realm and the physical realm all wanting what's best for you. And I think they're all in agreement that to do nothing for now and just see what happens. I think this is going to be their approach. And it's going to be like a day-by-day decision-making type thing. I don't know if that makes sense or not. And I believe you're going to have to go at least until the end of June before... They're putting a blindfold on me. That they won't let me... The information I need, I can't have. They won't let me have it. I believe this is not only means a lot to you, but it's also very spiritual, too.
Exactly.
Is this involving, I almost want to say it's another soul.
It is. Michael, it is.
Oh, it is? Okay. See, they won't let me go any deeper. They're throwing a blindfold on me. I'm not allowed to see. They won't give me what I want because it's too soon. There's too much up in the air right now. Is this somebody in your world right now, or is this a new...
It's the baby, Michael.
Oh, I was just going to say, this is a new baby. Okay, and there's problems with it? It's affecting somebody's health or your health?
Mine.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now... So you're expecting?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You told me that last month.
Oh, my God.
When it was confirmed.
Oh, my God. I don't remember. Oh, my God. Wow. I was hearing a new soul. A new soul was trying to come in. Okay, now, is there problems, or is that what we're dealing with here? Is this
exactly.
Oh, okay. Okay, they want a, the spirit is saying there's going to be a wait and see approach. Does that connect with anything?
Yes.
Is that what the doctors are saying? Just take one day at a time?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing. This is what spirit wants also. It's going to be a one day at a time thing here. And it's going to have to be closely monitored.
Exactly.
And there's nothing anybody can do. It's all up to God and spirit and that baby. That baby's soul. And they're not gonna let me see what the final outcome is, not at this time. Not at this time, because we're dealing with some higher order manifesting here. So what they're saying is it's gonna be a one day at a time. It's gonna be a wait and see attitude. And I want to go towards it going in your favor. I'm being pulled that way. So I think it's going to be okay, and things are going to go the way you want them to, but you're going to have to handle this very carefully. I think it's going to be more not knowing and worrying than anything with you and the baby.
Exactly.
How does it look now? I mean,
touch and go.
Touch and go.
Yeah.
How far gone are you?
12 weeks.
12 weeks.
Mhm.
3 months.
Yep.
Hmm. Interesting. Usually, at 3 months, I can. Okay. Is it your health that's acting up, making it difficult?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. Well, I wish I can give you more. I wish I can come right out and say, but they won't let me. I just can't get it. I can't get to it. All they're saying, wait and see. Wait and see. There's too much involved here. Too much involved. I don't know if it's your if it's your age, your health, or
both.
Okay. I'm hearing satisfactory, and I'm hearing your outcome, Georgette. I'm going to lean towards this going through for you, but forgive me if I'm wrong. Okay.
Mike, I trust you more than life itself.
I'm basically overriding. My guys here, and I'm pushing it. I'm leaning towards it going satisfactory, and I'm leaning towards things working out for you. But I do want to take care of myself. Very important. Stay very connected to my medical help, and listen to everything they're saying. And I think their attitude is going to be wait and see too. And continue praying, because your prayers are all being heard. I think this is a very special baby too, because the angels have a special interest in this. And I also think it's somebody that's coming back from your past, being reincarnated. I just got this feeling somebody that you knew the past over is coming back also. That's the feeling I'm getting with this. It's a very interesting read right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, you just gave me chills.
It is. It's, I almost want to say family. Did you have a brother over there?
Yes, I do.
Like, I got a feeling it's your brother, but I'm feeling family, and there was a brother-sister connection. I'm feeling brother. So this may be a very special baby that's going on here, and I don't think it's gonna be complicated, and you're really going to have to take care of yourself and do what you got to do, and continue to pray, because the angels are watching over this big time, and they're taking care of you. And that's about the best I'm going to be able to do for you at this time, Georgette.
Mike, you know how good you made me feel just now. You got tears going in my eyes.
Thank you, Georgette. Do you live by water?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever sit by water?
Sometimes I do.
Okay. If it's possible, it's almost like I want to sit by water. to make this better for some reason. To pray or meditate by some water for some reason.
Actually, I just did that while taking a bath.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Where'd you do it?
In my bathroom.
In your bathroom?
Yes.
Well, that works. I use water rituals.
I can't believe you picked that up.
Were you praying and meditating?
Yes, I was. I cannot believe you picked that up.
Probably.
Michael, I love you to pieces.
All right, Georgette. Listen, relax and take care of yourself.
Trust me, I will.
What I'm getting right now for you is nobody knows, and it can go either way. And it's up to God and the angels and your focus. So stay calm, relax, and take care of yourself. And good luck with everything.
Oh, Michael, thank you. I love you to pieces.
Okay, Georgia. God bless you. I love you, too. You have a good night.
You too, hon.
Tell your friends about me.
Trust me. Cal Talk knows all about you.
What's the best radio station in the world?
BBS.
BBS Radio. It's the best on the planet.
Yes, he is.
Okay, Georgia. You have a good night.
You too, hon. I love you.
I'll be here tomorrow. Listen again.
Oh, trust me, I will. You keep my spirits going.
Okay, girl. God bless.
Love you, buddy.
All right. I'll be praying for you. Okay, everybody. Looks like we're out of time, so I'm going to say goodnight. I will be here tomorrow, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And call me up. And I'll be here three times a week, Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.